gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll on a honey.
Big burrito to eat tonight. How about come on out and join us, ladies and gentlemen? We are live tonight at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs, and we're going to have us a party, and you're all invited. All right, thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, folks, we are here, and we are live, and we've got people already arriving for the festivities tonight, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. And once again, this is the Winter Springs Tijuana Flats. It's at 160 Tuscarawas Road in Winter Springs. Easy to find. Just either follow Tuscarawas Road to Winter Springs or follow 434 to Winter Springs and Tuscarawas Road, and here we will be. And we'll be here live until 7 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, you got some great live entertainment coming up. And that's when we're going to feast on that big old burrito, right? All right, so we are the American Adversaries Radio Show, ready to go wherever you want us to go to get the story. And we got some breaking news again tonight having to do with the children being ripped from parents' arms, and we'll be discussing that and other business throughout the show. Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor, is also going to join us, and she's written a couple of excellent new articles. One came out over the weekend, the IG report review needed for criminal obstruction of justice charges against the FBI and the Department of Justice. She dug that out of the IG report. And something else she dug out of it, and that is Clinton's huge wiener problem. That's the way she titled it, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll talk about that with her a little bit later on.
We know where she's coming from, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a Me Too woman, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
What size shoe do you wear? All right, once again, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are live. And we aren't coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, but We got Jackie Ricardo of Relax and Comfort on our way here. And, of course, you can still give us a call at 407-774-8255. So let me introduce everybody we have at the table right now. And the faces and voices will change throughout the night. And I'm sorry, but we did not bring the Titan Cave Cam with us, so you won't be able to see what we're doing. But we're working on doing that the next time. But our hosts tonight are Rick Brown, Tijuana Flats. Rick, great, this great place you have here.
Well, we're excited to have you out here tonight. It's different from being in the studio. It's a beautiful night out here.
It is, indeed.
Everybody should
nice
come.
Breeze blowing through here.
We are celebrating our first affiliated night with the British American Chamber of Commerce, and Nick Grounds is here, and we'll be talking about that.
Congratulations.
We will be celebrating our 14th anniversary in this location, and at 7 o'clock or shortly thereafter, we'll be unveiling a 14-foot burrito, which everybody can share in.
All right.
And
we're going to have to get you to reveal some of the secrets of how you made this thing. And does this in any way qualify for a Guinness record or anything
like
that?
You know, I don't know. We didn't even look.
Take a picture before you eat.
Rick, is this part of the big wiener that you were talking about?
Yes.
No, that's Sidney Powell. You're getting confused.
That's the only way that would happen, right?
All right. We also, as Rick said, have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce, and we're all teaming up together here.
Yeah, good evening, Chris. Thanks for having us, and it's good to team up with Rick. It's going to be a really good night.
All right. And we also have, of course, the chairman of the board, Union Boss himself, sporting his NFL PA duds tonight. That'd be Mike McBath.
Well, it's great to be here, and I'm going to tell you, the food here with Rick's establishment is a lot better than in the cave. Okay, Chris? I'd like to see more supplements in the food.
We got Pringles, usually, right? We got Pringles.
And M&M's. Compliments of
sure.
John Barrows, who is on his way here as well. And by the way, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And we have Pierce and Penny Outlaw here. And we also have John Siebert here. And we have some veterans here, some very special guests. And I want to recognize these fellows. And, absolutely. And at the table right now, on the battle bridge, we like to call it, is Joe Ferrero. And
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi Marine himself. And on the bridge back at the cave is Nick Lo Cicero. And with us at the table, and by the way, I see John Siebert of Patriot Home Funding here too. Great guys over there. And thank you folks for sending them your business. But at the table here, we also have a pit bull. Yeah, a pit bull can talk.
We think.
Yes. This man deserves a great deal of respect, all the respect that we can muster up. His name is Colonel Stuart Knoll, and he has got quite a distinguished military career. Thank you for being on part of the show today, Colonel.
Thanks. Real glad to be here, and it seems like a great night and a great bunch of people, so I'm looking forward to it. So.
All right, and we'll find out a little bit more about Colonel Knoll's experiences here as the show goes along. But as I said, the show is live. You can give us a call at 407-774-8255. Just a couple of quick highlights, and as I said, we'll be discussing this a little bit more throughout the show. But the president has signed an executive order this afternoon that is a temporary, and I dare say very temporary, solution to this situation on the border. Because basically what the president has done is sign an executive order defying a court order. So now we're going to have a bit of a showdown. And so, as I said, it's a temporary solution. But we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. And some market news here today, some extraordinarily good market news coming out of Europe. But first of all, you guys are throwing this party, and you said it's your first gala. What was that you said? The first joint venture?
Yeah, it's the first time that we've done anything together with the British American Chamber of Commerce, and we're excited about that partnership. We hope to do a lot more things with them because they are a vibrant part of the community. As I'm sure Nick will explain later, 1.7, I believe, million Brits come to visit Orlando, and it's exciting to be a part of the chamber and all that they bring to our community.
Well, let's talk to Nick about that here for a few minutes. Nick, because the British American Chamber of Commerce is not new around here, is it?
No, we've been going about 27 years. But as a lot of chambers, they go up and down. So we basically relaunched it just over a year ago. And we changed a whole lot of the business model up. We've now got both sides of the pond. We've got just about 20,000 individual members, and we're approaching 40 corporate members. So, and they from all different types of industry, from Virgin Atlantic to law firms like the Legal Person, stuff like that.
Banks, so, too, I
banks,
believe.
Yeah, SunTrust, BB&T. So, very good. Emirates Airlines as well. So,
well, not only are Brits coming here to visit, I mean, they've been doing that for a long time, but they're also coming here to stay and buy real estate.
Yep. I mean, the latest figure I had from 2016 is that they bought $1.4 billion worth of real estate here. So we actually had a real estate event.
You mean, when you say here, do you mean the United States or here
no,
in Central Florida?
Central Florida. Yeah, it's big. And a lot of them are vacation homes, some of them are investment homes, and some people try and come to retire here. So,
Like yourself, if you come here to become a citizen, have dual citizenship?
Well, I took out the American citizenship a few years ago. So,
congratulations.
You get to stay. Spent 30 years in New York. So
New York,
yeah. Shoveling snow for 6 months, lovely, yeah. So done away with that now.
Oh, boy. Well, you shovel snow around here, we shovel something else. And some people say that anyway.
Chris, in honor of our relationship with the British American Chamber, our special tonight is fish and chips. We're doing fish tacos along with our famous chips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we'll be serving that all night long.
Congratulations. And word has it around town that you guys have the best guacamole here. I mean, even of all the Tijuana Flats.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, so if you like guacamole,
we'll have to try some later, and you can tell me.
Here's the place to come, and it's really easy to find. It's a great venue here, too. It's a lovely evening, and you got live entertainment coming up after the show, right?
We do. At 7 o'clock, a great musician named Miguel Jose will be playing tonight. He plays, he sings, he plays along to himself. I almost said something else, but he plays along to himself. He'll lay down a backing.
Oh, boy.
He'll lay down his own backing track and then play along to it. He has a voice doublist where he can do his own harmonies. He's really, really talented guy.
Excellent, excellent. So the night goes on after we go off at 7 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. So please, indeed, do come on out and join us for the show. We really would appreciate meeting you here tonight. So the night is early, and it's young yet. So if you're out or just now getting off work, come on by here. And it's as I said, a great evening and a great venue and great food. I mean, what more? And great people. So what more could you ask for than that? And by the way, Nick, can anyone join the British American Chamber of Commerce?
Yep, anybody indeed. All they need to do is email the chamber at BritishAmericanChamberOrlando@gmail.com. Give us their details, and we'll send them a membership card. And for corporates, we welcome any corporate sponsors, and we've got a very vibrant community. And in fact, that's what the BACC now is going to stand for, is Building Authentic Community Connections.
All right.
There you go. Rebrand.
Very good, all right. Nick. You win the contest, Nick.
That's kind of like IHOP, right?
Oh, God. I got some of the old IHOP coffee cups my mom had bought years and years ago. Who would have ever known they might be collector's items someday, for God's sake? Speaking of authentic, though, here comes the Mr. Authenticity himself, John Barros. All right. He's, of course, a co-host on our show on Monday nights. And once again, we're here at the Tijuana Flats. The address, by the way, is 160 Tuscawilla Road, Winter Springs. 160 Tuscawilla Road, Winter Springs. Colonel Knoll, I was reading a little bit about your bio. I mean, it went on and on and on and on. It's quite a distinguished...
I didn't know when to quit.
Okay, but it's quite a distinguished career. You had a number of deployments in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And tell folks what you did over there. What was your job?
Well, I was a colonel in the Marines, as you stated, and I was a helicopter pilot the whole time. So I wound up taking Marines, like some of the folks around here at the table. You're taking Marines into battle and taking them out, things along those lines. So You know, I went to Beirut back in the 80s. It's kind of funny. I got my picture on the cover of Time magazine walking ashore. I wasn't on the first boatload, but I was on the first boatload that had good light.
So it's like you get a good picture. Huh?
But actually, it gets worse than that. You think, well, wow, I'm on the cover of Time magazine. Well, it's just a little corner of it. And then actually, I was the third guy walking off, so all you really have is my lower right arm and my wristwatch. So pretty exciting stuff.
But, yeah, but still, that's me.
Yeah, so I lived in the barracks. It got blown up over there.
I was going to say, were you there when the...
I was not there at that time, but we were the ones that originally moved in there. And
so it was that same building?
It was the same building. Everybody that I heard that lived in my room was killed. They killed most everybody when the building came down.
You know, I know there were a lot of other terrorist attacks prior to that, but that kind of started the World War on Terror.
Yeah,
in my
yeah.
opinion,
yeah,
because they did it directly at a American military target, and it was a devastating attack.
Yeah, it was, and I had a few friends in there, and the problem is, as we get political, the mission statements a lot of times gets pretty foggy. It comes back from Washington, and as a Marine, we like to go forward and seek out the enemy and destroy them. And we were told that we were there to provide a presence, quote. We don't get that. Marines don't get how to provide a presence.
Nor should you.
Yeah. But we did provide that presence, and it didn't work out too well for us. So.
Right.
Later on in my career, I, speaking of Clinton, I was a Marine One pilot in northern D.C., HMX-1 is the squadron, and so I flew Clinton and Bush 41 first, and then Clinton. So
right.
I had no stories that I can affirm or deny concerned with any kind of hot dog stories or anything else for that matter.
Right. Did HW ever want to take the controls since he was a pilot himself?
Well, it was kind of interesting because... we always used to have to, there's VFR and IFR maps. The VFR is visual flight rules. So a lot of times when we were going to places and he'd have other heads of state on board the helicopter, he wanted a VFR map, especially if we're going any great distance, so that he could kind of point out where things were. So he'd be navigating back there. So that makes us a little nervous because we're going, don't screw up the route because the boss is back there and he knows how to navigate. So that was kind of interesting. And he, great people. I used to take him up to Camp David all the time, and that was a real treat. To me, it was like Christmas, spending time with the president up at Camp David. I mean, he and I didn't spend time, but I was in support of him. So,
right.
Yeah, so that was good. And then later on in my career...
you did some combat deployments.
I've been to combat 5 times, twice in Beirut, Bosnia, and then the last 2 were Iraq. And I took over, which was my largest job in my entire life, was to be a group commander. That's a bunch of squadrons out in San Diego, a bunch of people. It's a big job. And then I took over on a Friday, and on Monday they said, we're going to attack Iraq. We want you to be the landing force commander from the West Coast. So with that, it's like you could knock me over kind of with a feather because here I am kind of riding high because I got my best, biggest job ever, and now I get this job that hasn't been done since the Korean War. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to do this?
And y'all pulled it off.
Yeah, it really worked out well. We had 7 ships. I had 5,000 Marines under me, and we loaded all the ships in San Diego. We took, if you're familiar with the West Coast, bringing a bunch of vehicles down from Camp Pendleton is a big task, and loading the ships. So from 1 to 4 in the morning, we had convoys heading down to San Diego loading up the ships. So I was real proud that, we almost loaded the entire force without even breaking a fingernail. Nobody, no broken bones, nobody got crushed. And then, we went off and did our thing. So we're heading out of San Diego saying we're going to go attack Iraq. Not everybody knew that at that time.
But, surprise, surprise, right?
Yeah, it's
not Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay, put the shuffleboard away, guys. We got work to do.
Right.
So we headed west, and it was a pretty interesting trip just getting over there with typhoons and circumnavigating weather and all that kind of stuff. So got there, and I'm, we get in the North Arabian Gulf, and I'm like, hey, I don't think we're going to do this. You know, and then I'm going ashore, and I don't think we're going to do this.
Right,
tell
right.
my boss, and I don't think we're going to really do this. And they wake me up in the middle of the night when the Scuds are leaving at 1 o'clock in the morning. I go, I think we're going to do
really
this.
All right. I tell you what, we'll take a break. And when we come back, as I said, we are here live at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. And more and more guests are beginning to arrive. So come on out and join us. There's plenty of time to get here. Even if you don't make it during the show, there's going to be entertainment after the show, live entertainment. And that's when we're going to chow down on that 14-foot. Now, why is it 14 feet long?
Because it's our 14th year.
All right, 14-foot long burrito. All right. Now, do we all get to put our own sauce on it and stuff?
Oh, you bet.
All right.
You bet.
All right, so come on down, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at 160 Tuscarawas Road in Winter Springs and hope to see you here tonight as well. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic picking up, starting right around Altamont Springs, maybe a little bit after that, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441, and then you're slow and go to Pine Hills. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are searching for the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs, it's real easy to find. Just get on Tuscarawas Road, head toward Winter Springs, and you'll bring it right here. Same thing with 434. 160 Tuscarawas Road. Before we get back to the conversation, it's going to be a short segment. Tomorrow night will indeed be contest night. McMass dreamed up another one. I've got me shaking in my boots
here. I'm excited about this. This is going to be the word game, and you know how our good Democratic friends live off of emotion. Well, what we're going to do is when you call in, you just call in. We're going to give you a word. Give us your first response. An example. If I give you the word stormy, what's your response? Right away. Hot. All right, that's my response. But the answer is, how if I give you the name Comey? What's your first emotional response? Scumbag.
So, easy does it now.
But the point is, you got the point. Right. And we're going to have, let's say, four or five judges. They'll each give you, you just have one word, and then the next call in will go to the next person. He gives you a word.
Engineer's nightmare.
Full participation.
Hey,
so
gosh.
It should be fun.
Oh, my Lord.
I know, that's it. I know. Don't think about it. Give us your immediate response.
All right. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. You're listening to the American Adversaries. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to keep families together at the southern border, saying at the White House that he doesn't like the sight of children being separated from their families. He said, quote, "We are keeping families together." But the president added that his zero-tolerance policy will continue. Vice President Mike Pence added that they are calling upon Congress to change the laws. Mr. Trump adds that the word compassion comes into it. Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, there are still worries about tariffs. The Dow was down by 42 points to close at 24,658. But the NASDAQ rose by 56 points to 7,782, and the S&P 500 up by 5 points. Oil recovered a bit, 84 cents. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
A Claremont mother is accused of leading officers on a low-speed chase with a baby in the car last night. Lucy Maldonado is facing charges of drug paraphernalia possession, fleeing and eluding, aggravated child abuse, among others. The 39-year-old has been arrested 6 times in 6 years in Orange County alone, and according to reports, it's not the first time she's tried to run from the cops. Teachers in Seminole County have spent part of their break learning to become better teachers. The Project Success Program allows teachers to explore alternative career paths for students. One of the teachers said she's learning specialized work requires training, but not necessarily a 4-year degree. The teachers toured a Lake Mary-based software company, a dentist assistant school, and a manufacturing plant, as well as the Sanford Airport. The program Project Success is sponsored by the Seminole County Public School ePathways Department. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic picking up, starting right around Altamont Springs, maybe a little bit after that, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441, and then you're slow and go to Pine Hills. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. That music means it is time to talk to the author of, and she's... the book License to Lie. So welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and we are at Rick Brown's Tijuana Flats tonight. He and the British American Chamber of Commerce are throwing a party, and you're all invited. So come on out here. We're at 160 Tuscarawas Road here in Winter Springs. All right, you got the American Adversaries. I am Christopher Hart, along with Michael McBath at the table. We got Rick Brown at the table, Nick Grounds at the table, also Colonel Stuart Knoll at the table with us here today. And I'd like to welcome into the conversation. Now, this lady has got all kinds of credentials when it comes to the Department of Justice. Not only was she a federal prosecutor, she's handled like over 500 cases, appellate cases. She's also written numerous articles in the book License to Lie, which came out in 2014, which laid the groundwork for everything we see going on now, even all the same faces and doing the same act. And she's also a senior political advisor for America First and senior fellow of the London Center for Policy Research. So I'd like to welcome to the show today, once again, Sydney Powell. Hey, Sydney, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, great guys. How are you all?
Doing excellent.
Real good.
We're anxious to talk to you about your articles, one in particular, but I want to first start with the executive order that the president signed today, because I know you've been following this situation on the border very closely as well. And I got two questions about what the president did. First of all, do you know exactly what he did? And second of all, in any case, isn't it sort of a temporary solution in the sense that it sets up a legal battle?
Yes, unfortunately it does, because one of the main reasons children have to be separated from their parents, well, there's actually multiple reasons. The first is, I think it's a Ninth Circuit decision in a case by the name of Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S,
right,
that gives the government 20 days to do something with respect to the children. And on top of that, a lot of times the people that claim to be their parents are not their parents, so the first thing you have to do is figure out whether they're their parents or whether they're trying to use them as pawns to get in the United States, because for a long time, previous administrations have just, catch and release. They catch people illegally here, but if they have children, they instantly release them, which is the same as having no border and no immigration system.
Right.
So we have to make sure they're in safe surroundings and protected and not where they can be violated by either other children or any criminal adults that are in the population. And unfortunately, there are a lot of those also. So it's an extremely complicated situation. Everybody hates to see crying babies not with their mothers and want children treated as well as we can possibly treat them. But we've got to recognize the individual responsibility of each parent not to do something that puts their children in that situation. I mean, I would no more commit a crime with my child in tow than I would, slice my throat.
And we know from the statistics that it's only 1 in 6 of these children are coming here with their actually with their own parents. And
exactly. There are 10,000 that were just shipped up here somehow.
Right.
Through really, George Soros organized organizations.
Exactly.
That are trying to break our border and create problems for our country.
No doubt about it.
And every little girl, apparently, almost every little girl who comes that way has been a victim of rape and all kinds of atrocities. I mean, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And if we don't stop it completely and make people understand that they cannot get in our country that way, it's just going to continue.
It is. The stories that the border agents tell, the things that they see, the things that they encounter. Children as young as 4 and 5 years old coming here all by themselves, making the trek through Mexico because their parents ripped them from their own arms and put them on the top of a train or something like this. As you said, it is very complicated.
Somebody else took them and put them up there.
Right. Exactly.
It's a mess. So the president's trying to figure out a way around the Flores decision, but he really can't do that. And he wants to, but I'm not sure that's going to work at all.
That's right.
Try to find a way to keep families together, but they're going to have to be separated for a while to figure out if they're even families and all the complexities of that.
Wasn't the Flores decision itself, wasn't that a case that was brought by liberal organizations who didn't like the sight of whole families being sent to detention centers as a group?
I think you're right. I haven't reread it in the last few days.
It was. It required the separation.
It requires a separation because a liberal group didn't like photographs of whole families being sent to detention centers because they came here illegally. And what you want to bet, now Sydney, I don't know if you'll take me up on this bet, but maybe Rick will, what you want to bet that some liberal organization is going to sue and challenge President Trump's executive order signed today.
I'm sure it's already started.
Right?
Yeah, because it probably has. I mean, no matter what he does, he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if he were handing out purified air to everyone, somebody would fight about it.
Yeah, would say it doesn't have enough nitrogen in it or something, right? Yeah.
So what exactly did this order do today?
Do you know exactly what he did?
What did the order do today, Sydney?
No, I don't know exactly what it did say.
I don't think anybody does.
In a debate on the immigration issue when it came out, and just got back here in time to talk to you all.
All right. Well, one thing that the media and the Democrats got out of this, they wanted really bad, was a distraction, even if it was only a temporary distraction, away from the IG report and the IG hearings going on.
That's what I said on the debate today, too. Yeah, that's the main thing, because this has been going on for years. It was even worse under Obama. Their conditions were substantially worse under Obama.
Yeah. And you've had a chance to go over the report. You've seen and heard the hearing.
I'm still not through it. I'm still finding things. I mean, it is 568 pages, single space with footnotes, and just as dense as it can be. And there is a lot of interesting material in there. The subject of my article this week in the Daily Caller is the DOJ, the FBI, and Hillary Clinton have a huge wiener problem.
No, that's the article we want to talk to about. But I want to go back to the one. I want to start with the one you wrote over the weekend, because you are finding jewels in this report. The first article you wrote was the IG report reveals a need for a criminal obstruction investigation of the FBI and Justice Department.
Oh yeah.
And this has to do with an email that was deleted.
Yes, that's just about one email. The stroke page email messages that are so bad go on and on. But interestingly enough, we just got in the Inspector General's report, and he testified about it in front of the House committees yesterday, the text message from Peter Strzok saying essentially, "We will stop Donald Trump from becoming president."
Right.
Now, they had already gotten Lisa Page's message. He's not going to get elected president, right? Right? With extra exclamation marks and a question mark in case you missed it the first time.
Right.
But there was no answer to that. So this is the first time we've seen the answer, no, he's not. We'll stop it. And the Inspector General specifically testified that meant we'll stop Trump from becoming president, and there's no other way to read that message. There's just no other way to read that message. We don't know who all the we is. Obviously, it's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who are both were on the Clinton email cover-up and on the Hillary Clinton investigation, I mean, the Trump-Russia collusion investigation and such. And then they also migrated to Robert Mueller's task force.
Right.
So the whole thing is polluted from beginning to end with their just pure tea venom, contempt, and disdain for President Trump. And that message indicated both a willingness to take official action to stop him from becoming president, and the fact that it wasn't in the FBI's text messages produced to the Inspector General raises any number of concerns, because there are only a few things that could have happened to get both the text before it and the text after it. And that is for Page and Stroke to have realized exactly what they had just said,
right,
and both of them to delete it so fast it wasn't captured by the FBI system, or it was in fact captured by the FBI system, but somebody over at the FBI deleted it for them before producing the text to the Office of the Inspector General.
Right. I'm sorry. Oh, did we lose Sydney? Okay, see if you can get her back. We're talking, Nick. We're talking to Sydney Powell. We just lost her connection. This IG report she's talking about shows that there was some kind of tampering going on at the FBI. I just don't know who did it, so she's calling for an investigation of that.
One of the things, Chris, I'd like to see you ask her is, when do we get the ringmaster involved, Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch? In other words, I can't believe that any of these people that we now see that are out in front, that everybody's chasing, there isn't a very clear connection, and I mean clear connection, between these parties. And it's time to bring the ringmaster
okay.
down.
All right. Sydney, I got a question for you, and I'm sorry we lost contact with you there. And then Mike has a question, and I want to get to your other article. What we were talking about, you were talking about the bias that was shown by these texts, and many of them, there's so many of them, they're too hard to count.
And it was more than Page and Strobe. There were at least five agents demonstrating abject animus against the president.
And there's some reports out that two of these unidentified agents are now part of the Mueller team. Had you heard anything about that?
Well, Page and Stroke were, and a third one was. As far as I know, each of those three have been bumped off, but at different times. Page was the first
okay.
to leave the Mueller investigation, probably
right.
after her first meeting with the Inspector General.
All right.
Stroke left it several months later, and then the third person
okay.
was only booted off recently.
Okay, let me ask you this, and then I want Mike to ask you a question, and then we'll get to your other article. This report, the conclusion aside about the bias for Hillary or whatever, that aside, what the report clearly shows that there was a tremendous amount of bias against President Trump. Now, doesn't that foretell something about the next report? And didn't I hear the Inspector General admit in a question to one of the senators that, in fact, this bias toward Trump could have tainted the Mueller investigation?
I missed that part, if he said that, but it certainly would be true, because they've already opined in here that they have no confidence in Peter Stroke's decision not to review the Wiener laptop and prioritize the Russia investigation over it because of his bias and willingness to take official action against President Trump, as evidenced by that text message. And
right.
it doesn't even consider the possibility of obstruction of justice charges or an investigation, whether it resulted in charges or not, but just so we could get the truth about why that text message wasn't there in the original production. The Inspector General had to go to extraordinary lengths to find it.
All right. We're speaking with Sydney Powell. She is Senior Policy Advisor for America First. She's also author of License to Lie, which you can get at her website, licensetolie.com. And also, you need to get your hands on one of these Creeps on a Mission t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen, because it's got all the main players on it. Creepsonamission.com. Creepsonamission.com. Mike has a question.
Yeah, Sydney, one of my questions is, when do we begin lobbying information at our good friend Barack Obama and, Valerie Jarrett and the rest of the crew? I just cannot believe that you could be head of the Department of Justice, you're the head of the FBI, and you had no relationship or no contact or no inspiration or no form of notification from these characters. It just doesn't seem possible, actually. And I don't think, how naive do they think the American people are?
Well, according to the text messages from the FBI agents, they think we are all uneducated.
I guess you're right, yeah. Particularly if you're a Republican.
Yeah, lazy, uneducated, jobless. pieces of you know what.
Right, right.
That's what they all those elitist types that have pulled off this whole scam think of every Trump supporter.
You know, and this is why I think that there's, and I don't want to sound too generous towards some of these folks, but I don't think they understand the rest of the nation, and therefore they don't understand Donald Trump, because they have been existing in this cocoon of, I call it an incestuous cult of Washington, D.C. and the New York media markets, right?
Right, and the California
right
bean sprouts or something.
Hey, Sydney, can we take a short break and come back and discuss your other article?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do just that. We're going to take a short break and come back and finish this half hour of the show. And Sydney is going to describe, well, she's going to tell us about her article, the DOJ, FBI, and Clinton's huge wiener problem. So we'll find out all about that when we come back with Sydney Powell and more of the American Adversaries. And I see a lot more people are beginning to arrive for our live remote broadcast here at Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. Hope to see you here. And don't forget, the fun's just starting. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic picking up, starting right around Altamont Springs, maybe a little bit after that, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441, and then you're slow and go to Pine Hills. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sydney, every time I hear this song from now on, I'm going to think of you. All right, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a part of our show. It's such a privilege to have you be a part of our team here, so to speak.
Thank you. I wish I were there for the party.
I wish you were, too. Next time you come in this area, let us know. We'll treat you right.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about this article that you wrote. It just came out yesterday, and it's entitled The FBI, DOJ, and Clinton's Huge Wiener Problem. And this kind of incorporates something that Mike was asking about Barack Obama in it. So please give us the lowdown on your article.
Well, Anthony Weiner, if people will recall, was married to Huma Abedin, who has consistently been joined at the hip with Hillary Clinton. She was her primary aide, and I don't think there's a picture taken of Clinton in years that didn't have Abedin whispering in her ear.
Yep.
So she's married to this sex pervert, Anthony Weiner, who gets caught with his pants down, so to speak, with text messaging a 15-year-old, which is a federal offense punishable by 10 years in prison. And the New York Police Department raids his house and find his laptop. And then I think they notified the FBI. And lo and behold, on Mr. Weiner's laptop are 350,000 or so emails that belong to Hillary Clinton from ClintonEmail.com. Of course, this is all after Mr. Comey has already tied up with the bow and thought he'd put an end to the Clinton email investigation. In fact, it's 2 months after it. It's September 26th, I believe, before the election of November 8th that year. So it's like 6 weeks ahead of the election when this agent in New York has what he literally calls an oh-you-know-what moment.
Right.
Yes. So that agent in New York did exactly the right thing. He immediately ran it up the chain of command, and the New York office immediately notified the Washington, D.C. FBI at a major secure video teleconference that they have on a regular basis. The inspector general said others there, and there were 39 people participating from the upper echelon of the FBI, said that it was like he had dropped a bombshell in the room. Well, McCabe was chairing that meeting. Comey wasn't there. I think he was testifying on the Hill or something. So McCabe's chairing it. McCabe gets off the phone, says he's got to run out to Quantico, which did show up on his schedule, but he would call the guy in New York back. McCabe doesn't call him back. So the guy calls McCabe twice to make sure he knows how important this is. And then Mr. Sweeney, the New York assistant agent in charge, I think he was, also independently calls three other higher-ups in the Washington, D.C. headquarters because he wants to make damn sure they know they're dealing with something big here.
Right.
Well, nobody does anything about it. They just think it's going to be duplicate emails, they say, and they just kind of forget about it because they're really busy with the Russia probe. That's going to take a higher priority here,
right.
And nobody does anything about it until the New York office and I think the New York Police Department also threatened to have a press conference about it because the New York officers who had seen what was on Winger's laptop were appalled for more reasons than one and actually sickened in many ways.
Right, what they were dealing with.
Expose this. So all of a sudden, that's why Comey does the letter to Congress and starts the whole thing up again by announcing that. But
right.
Then the FBI does little, precious little, and they wait until, I think it was 4 weeks later, it was October 30th, before they even start seeking a search warrant to look for the emails. And Department of Justice people weren't doing anything about it either.
Right.
So, I mean, and then, it's just absolutely astonishing.
And then magically over that weekend, that short weekend, regular weekend, They evidently the word wizardry was used to describe how they were managed to go through all of those emails to determine that there was nothing there.
350,000.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's why the public has
somehow,
such a problem
all
with
of
this.
A sudden, Peter Stroke and the wizards at the FBI magically created this deduplicating software and got it down to 3,000 that just three agents reviewed. And I think those three agents were Stroke and Page and a woman whose name I can't pronounce. Her initials are TG, I think. It was an Eric Holder devotee
and had been in the
National Security Division of DOJ. So she was up to all this in the middle of her eyeballs, too. That's the
right.
It was doing the phony FISA warrant applications at the same time. I mean, September
right.
was the month when they had shifted full gear into trying to gin up the Russia collusion narrative and the Steele dossier and tried to get the first warrant and failed and then went back and tried again and finally got it in early October against Carter Page.
Cindy, one question, too. When they review those 3,000 emails,
300,000.
Or 300,000, and the three people
no,
did
only
it.
What? Reviewed 3,000.
Yeah, it was just 3,000.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, it was 3,000 they reviewed that they selected. The question is, what happens to those once they go, oh, geez, it doesn't look bad to me, and they're all winking to the three people sitting in the room. Where do they go? Can we recall them again, look at them? Who knows? Or are they just gone?
I think they still have the laptop. And
okay.
That laptop
okay.
needs to be immediately produced.
Right, let's bring it in again.
Independent counsel and
yep.
somebody probably at the Defense Department to get everything off of it and find out what exactly is there.
Sydney, I just have time for one more question. Once again, thanks for being with us tonight. This whole Hillary Clinton thing is not necessarily over. This can be reinvestigated, and because she was never charged, there was never any adjudication, and I don't believe there's any statute of limitations to this, is there?
The statute of limitations for obstruction of justice is 5 years, and that would definitely still be open. The Espionage Act is probably longer than that. I think I read somewhere it's 10 years, but I didn't look at the statute itself, but I think that's right. So, yes, all of it is still available for prosecution, and I think that laptop is the mother lode of the evidence that would answer countless questions, including who else was emailing Hillary Clinton at ClintonEmail.com, because they had to know Obama was emailing her at that address under an alias. Other higher-ups had to be also.
All right. Thank you so much, Sydney. We'll talk to you again really soon. You're a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, folks. We are here. We are live in Winter Springs, and we're at the Tijuana Flats, where we are celebrating 14 years here at Tijuana Flats. Also, the beginning of a relationship between Tijuana Flats here and the British American Chamber of Commerce. So come on out and join us for the festivities. The fun is just beginning. We are getting a little wet stuff here right now, but that's okay. It's cooling things down. It's passing on through. And there's still plenty of room inside the restaurant here. And as I said, the fun's just beginning, because there's going to be live entertainment after we wrap up the show here in about an hour. Well, a little less than an hour. As I said, we are here live. We're not in the Relax and Comfort studios, but we still invite you to give us a call at 407-774-8255. Okay, got Rick Brown and Nick Grounds. This is their party they're throwing for us here tonight, folks. And guys, thanks for having us out. A lot of fun.
Thanks very much indeed. It's great to be here with Rick at Tijuana Flats. And thank you, Chris, for bringing the radio show out here.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate it. And you're celebrating 14 years
here. We are celebrating 14 years at this location.
It looks brand new.
It's amazing. When we opened up, it was just us and Publix. Everybody else came in around us.
And tell folks where we're at.
Yeah, we are at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs in the Winter Springs Town Center at 160 Tuscarora Road. So it's easy to get to. Tuscarora Road dead ends into the town center, or you can find us on 434 at Tuscarora Road.
Yeah, come on out, and now at about 7 o'clock, 7-ish, you're going to roll out, or are you going to bring it out in a wheelbarrow, or how you conveyor belt? How are you going to get this thing out here?
I think they're assembling it on site,
okay.
And it'll probably be inside if the rain keeps up. But we'll have a 14-foot burrito for everybody to share on, you can add your own sauces to it, and it's pretty amazing to watch it being built, and even more amazing to eat it.
I can just imagine. All right, so that's all happening here tonight. And come on out and join us. And as I said, it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to meeting you folks. And as I said, we've already got a lot of listeners here. And we've got Pierce and John from Patriot Home Funding here. And I see Bruce from the Salem Media Group here. And and on the Battle Bridge, earning his money tonight, is Joe Ferrero. And also, we got Mike McBath at the table here. We got John Barrows at the table. He's going to join the conversation for a little bit. And I am Christopher Hart. And we also have at the table with us Colonel Stuart Knoll. And he is retired now, retired colonel. And he's got quite a distinguished military career as a helicopter pilot for the United States Marine Corps.
Hoorah!
Hoorah! Hoorah! Hoorah! All right, so once again, thanks for listening. We had Sidney Powell in the first hour of the show. I hope you caught that interview. Of course, if you didn't, you can always go to our archive, AmericanAdversaries.com, and catch it later. And, of course, you can also follow her on Twitter, and that's where you can find her reports. Her recent articles, I should say, having to do with the IG report and Clinton's huge wiener problem. So check that out at her. That's Sidney Powell. And don't forget, she's also the author of the book License to Lie and this great T-shirt, Creeps on a Mission.
I admire Sidney's selection of words. She certainly digs down. She doesn't hold anything back. She could be a contestant here. she really goes for the throat, which I absolutely love and admire, and I still am amazed by the fact that she started publishing these books about what was going on in Washington in 2014, and here it is live today.
She's one of us.
Yep. I know, one of the deplorables.
And she fit right into the cave out there,
yeah.
That's for sure. All right, once again, you can join us. And we do have a caller on the line. We'll take his call, and then we got some of the day's business to get to, including the president's executive order on the separation of families immigration problem. Patrick, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Outstanding, guys.
Thank you.
I was telling your screeners, they got all these investigations. They're supposed to be made by independent people, and they're anything but. And what would happen if the president hired a bunch of Pinkerton's detectives? Because those boys don't play.
Well, I get your drift. Part of the problem the president has, and for instance, why did he choose Christopher Wray to lead the FBI? He's given a small list of possibilities, people that actually can get through the Senate. And so he's given a list of swamp creatures to replace swamp creatures with is a big part of the problem. And they're not of our world, so to speak. It's a different culture in Washington, D.C., and it very much is an elitist-type culture, and they just don't see the things the same way as we do, and that's what the president is dealing with, because he does. By the way, he's going to be giving another rally tonight in Duluth, Minnesota.
That's exactly right.
And it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
I'm just thinking, if they want somebody independent...
Well, they have to go outside of Washington, D.C., but even then, you're still dealing with... We got our own swamp.
They don't play.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I wish the solution were that simple. But we're dealing with, as I said, a different culture in Washington, D.C., commonly known as the swamp, and it's a huge problem.
because, as I said, they just don't see the world the same way we see this world. They are better than us. Their disdain for us is quite clear in this IG report. And by the way, it cuts across party lines. There's a lot of people in the Republican Party who feel the same way when they get to Washington, D.C. And the whole, I think one of the ways they put it in Washington, D.C. is the name of the game in Washington, D.C. is to stay in Washington, D.C. So their survival there is what they become all about. And the rest of the country just has to take a backseat to that.
Chris, the other thing, too, that really throws, I'm sure, callers like this off is just look at the IRS, right? Didn't they really change it when they found all the things that they did that abused the American public? Not. Nothing changed.
It's as I said, it's a deep swamp.
Yeah.
That's the bad news. The good news is we can help clean it out. Electing President Trump was a monumental achievement, a historical achievement in this country, because it was a rejection of this elitist culture. He represented something different, something more genuine, something more authentic, ironically enough, for some people. And it is he needs more help. And that's where the midterm and the 2020 elections come in. We got to get him more help. And that's the bottom line. And it's not going to come from within Washington, D.C. It has to come from without. Excellent questions, though, Patrick. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being out there listening. 407-774-8255 is the number. The president did sign this afternoon an executive order, which it, my prediction is, at best, is a temporary, very temporary solution to this separating children from illegal adults who are coming here in our country. And
so far, nobody knows what it does.
Pretty much, because the only thing he can do is order that these people be held together. Well, that is in direct violation of it's the Flores versus Reno court decision.
Yep.
So, as I say, somebody will challenge it. I'm sure it will be a liberal organization who will challenge it because their goal is, and by the way, did any of you see how Kirstjen Nielsen was treated at a Mexican restaurant last night?
Yes. Wasn't that awful?
Right. And one of the things that they were chanting, and this was like they were right in her face, and she had security there, but they can't really do anything unless there's actually physical action taken. They were chanting, "No border, no wall, sanctuary for all." See, this is what they want. They want anyone to be able to come here illegally, claim they're seeking sanctuary status, and then be freely, immediately released into our society. That's what they're asking for. That's what Senator Blumenthal was asking for today.
Yep.
And so this is how they come up with their sort of Gordian, is it the Gordian knot? Was it the Gordian knot?
Gordian knot, right?
The Gordian knot.
Cut it with the sword, my friend.
Right. This is what Trump is doing.
He's trying, the swordsman.
He's trying to hack that sword because they've developed this knot. You see, the liberals created this problem, right? And any solution to the problem, they are going to challenge because they don't want this problem solved. They want these illegals flooding into our country, and they want a campaign issue. And you know, this is the perfect one for them in their mind.
Another thing, too, with this Kirstjen woman, I wouldn't be surprised last night if there just happened to be a few of them sort of trail her to put on this act because they wouldn't be smart enough to come up with three words that rhyme.
Well, that brings another thing that Peter Fonda, is it Peter Fonda?
Yeah.
Peter Fonda
right.
went
we
on this
again.
Twitter rage, yeah. Threatening and the president's son, Barron, and saying incredibly nasty things about Melania and Kirstjen Nielsen. And evidently, I believe it's Antifa has managed to get their hands on the names. Nick, you were telling me this. Tell folks.
Yeah, apparently I heard that the Antifa had gone into LinkedIn to get the names of the ICE agents, and they released them all out to the public.
This is...
This would not be a crime?
Some of this could be.
A crime.
Yeah. Some of this could be. But it depends on if they put the information out on LinkedIn voluntarily, then you get into all that business. But the bottom line is it's not accurate to say that this is getting ugly. This has been ugly for a long time. And it's no coincidence that this whole issue has suddenly bubbled up because people who are seeking asylum are the ones who are being affected by all of this. And for some reason, they are being directed to come here illegally en masse in order to create this situation. But as we said, 1 in 6 kids are coming here with their parents. The rest are coming here either alone or with someone else.
One other thing, Chris, is amazing. The Democrats act like they're emotionally attached to all these children and everything, right? But that, aren't they the advocate of men marry men, women marry women, and abortion? Well, if you go that route, there'll be no people left.
Hey, Colonel Knowles.
Yes.
You gave up a good part of your life to fight for our liberty and our sovereignty and our freedom. What do you think about all this?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I listen to this. I listen very closely, about what's going on in our country. And, you know, it kind of brings a tear to your heart. I was trained right next to the FBI Academy in Quantico. That's where I started my military career. I had a great deal of respect for those guys. We had a lot of banter back and forth as trainees between the Marines and the FBI types. So I know the guys, the grassroots guys, are really good people. They believe in the things that we all believe in. But the leadership seems to be going awry right now. And everybody has a right, I think, to be upset when the leadership kind of takes the reins and runs down a road that doesn't make any sense. And as a Marine who's gone forward in combat, several times, 5 times actually, I'm kind of offended that you go out to defend your country and to do the bidding of, the leadership within the U.S. And you always feel good about that. You feel like a patriot. You feel like you're serving your country. And then you come back and you see people that are trying to thwart, everything that we stand for. Like, Donald Trump is pretty much one of my personal heroes right now. I've seen the rest of the world where it starts going down the tubes, whether it's Sharia law or all the things that go on. And they try to import that stuff to us, into the U.S. And that has to stop. And, when I'm out there and I see the I've been all over the world and I've been in a lot of different places. So I've been able to observe and kind of make up my own mind as to, we're so lucky to have what we have. And right now I see an effort through immigration to try to tear this down, whatever they are. I see the Democrats pretty much, abandoning the black community for the illegal immigrant community.
Yeah.
They want to bring in voters that can kind of sway their opinion. Kind of go with what they're told. And I think we need to wise up, because you see places like Germany right now and England where young German girls are raped by gangs of Muslims, and they're told not to say anything. And if they do say something, they're told they're going to be prosecuted. So, we don't need that stuff coming to our country. And, after the years I've spent running around doing things, I go, we need to hold the line. So that's my 2 cents.
All right. We're going to have to hold the line here for just a second while we take a break. When we come back, once again, we are live at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. And it's really cooling down nice out here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Live entertainment coming up here at 7 o'clock. And a 14-foot-long burrito. You didn't tell us how wide this thing is.
14-foot wide.
Oh, no.
It's a big square.
Oh, is it? All right. There's going to be plenty of burrito to eat here, ladies and gentlemen. So come on out and eat us. John Barros is back here. He's ready to tear into that thing. All right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We'll take a short break and come back. We've got some other news we'll get to as well. You are listening to the American Adversaries live.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic picking up, starting right around Altamont Springs, maybe a little bit after that, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia and Dr. Phillips areas. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport to the 441, and then you're slow and go to Pine Hills. 408 east and westbound are fairly clear, but the ramps leading to it are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are indeed coming to you live as we can be from the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. And come on out here and join us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a little bit wet out, but that's okay because we're inside and having a lot of fun. So please do join us and help us chow down on this here 14-foot burrito. And I got a man here with me now I know could put a big dent in that thing. Pierce Outlaw. How you doing, Pierce?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. And hello to all you irredeemable deplorables. Don't let the weather deter you. The big burrito is on its way.
Maybe we'll start calling Rick now on the big burrito. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. And there was some excellent economic news. Did you hear about the news out of Germany today?
No, I did not. Inform us.
Well, the German automakers have made a joint statement that they want all auto tariffs dropped by both the United States and the European Union. Not just Germany, but the European Union. And, of course, this would be in response to the so-called trade war. And what they are echoing is what Trump is saying, is that let's just do away with these things. Let the market, you know, do its thing, and everybody will benefit from that. And it's all these tariffs and stuff that the Europeans have imposed on us, which are getting in the way of actual fair trade. Nick, you're from Britain. Why did you feel about when the Brits decided to vote out of the euro, the Brexit?
I personally was very for it. I think it shocked a lot of people over there. The same as it followed on that shocked people there was the same as Trump shocked people here.
It was
very similar, very very similar situation. That again, the younger voters didn't get out and vote. They thought that tweeting it and Snapchatting it counted.
Right.
But you know, so I think that it's much easier to deal with one country on one opposed to a consortium where you get 27 different answers and no decision.
All right. And that's Nick Grounds. He's one of the hosts of our party here tonight. So come on out and join us. And Pierce,
I see you brought your lovely wife and John and some folks there from Patriot Home Funding.
Yes, we had Ashley Bedford, her family. John Siebert was here. Arlo Croxell, one of our superstar processors. So we made it a company event and really enjoyed the food and got a free shower out of it, too.
And the housing market is still hot as it can be.
It sure is. And interest rates have responded favorably to the news of the past week. The 10-year notes dropped about 10 basis points, and rates have given us a slight reprieve. We look for it to continue at least for the next couple of weeks until the next round of quantitative uneasing starts on July the 1st. Then the rates will tick back up again.
And, of course, Patriot Home Funding is a great sponsor of our show, and Pierce is a great co-host of our Friday night edition of the American Adversaries, Patriot Home Funding Fridays. All right, we got to take a break. And we'll be right back with our show live from the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his agency will start reuniting detained immigrant children with their parents, but he's making no specific commitment on how quickly that can be accomplished. He says we need to get the children out of our care as expeditiously as possible. He said that on the Washington Post's Health 202 webcast. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking Texas's congressional delegation to find bipartisan solutions to immigrant children being separated from their parents after illegally crossing the U.S. border, saying this disgraceful condition must end. In a letter Wednesday to the state's 36 House members and two senators, Abbott says it can only end with action by Congress to reform the broken immigration system. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the NASDAQ rose 56. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape, and Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. the answer. These guys pile drive liberal baloney.
All right, well, we ain't got any bologna here tonight, but we sure got a big burrito because this thing's 14 feet long. Come on out, folks, and join us here at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. We'd love to see you here. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. We are live, and we will take your phone calls at 407-774-8255. We'll get to a caller we have on the line right now here in just a minute. I got Mike McBath here at the table. We got Pierce Outlaw at the table. We got Nick Grounds at the table. One Nostradamus has joined us at the table.
Returning to the site of my last gastronomic near victory. 10 tacos, baby.
And he came up a couple of tacos short, but it was a strong second place.
And I did better than Taylor McBath. I call that a moral victory.
It is indeed.
You were strong, except he's about a foot taller than you.
Yeah, but
I found the room for them. I think he got stuck on the hot, fresh jalapenos.
Jalapenos, that's right.
I have no problem with those.
That's right. You can get your burrito tonight with or without jalapenos.
With.
All right. We also have at the table Nick Grounds. We also have at the table Colonel Stuart Knoll. And John Barros is at the table. And we also have some folks here from Wounded Officers Initiative. We'll be talking to them here in just a moment as well. But first, I want to – could you hand that mic to John there for a second, Pierce, please? Because, John, you were just talking about the immigration situation. You had a comment about one of the shelter facilities.
Well, I was just noticing that they had all the, you know, I want them to families to be together, too. But
obviously.
Seeing the kids crying and that, I thought, boy, you could go to any Walmart in the United States at any hour of the day and get those shots.
Just about. And it turns out a lot of the shots that they were getting were fake shots or had been taken photographs from during the Obama years. But coincidentally, now is when this all bubbles to the forefront. But once again.
But, Chris, what else did they have?
You
think about it. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't run on jobs. They can't run on wages. They can't run on tax policy. They can't run on the judiciary. That leaves immigration.
By the way, today is the 6-month anniversary of the passage of the tax cut, and there are all kinds of signs that it is having a dramatic effect. Matter of fact, the latest manufacturers survey showed a sharp uptick in projected increases in spending due to the tax cut. When I say spending, I mean investment spending in factories, employees, and that sort of thing.
Plant and equipment.
Exactly. Thank you. Here in the United States. So a lot of good things coming out of that. Something interesting happened on Wall Street today. Mike wanted to break this news, but he's inside probably looking for that 14-foot burrito. GE was taken out of the Dow 30 stocks. And GE had been put in there by Dow himself, the original Dow Jones Industrial Stocks.
And GE has fallen on hard times recently. When I worked for NBC Radio in New York City in the 80s, GE owned them. And their rule at the time was, we're going to go into as many different businesses as we can, as long as we have a company that will buy that's either number one or number two in its business.
Yeah.
And they've fallen way, way short of that.
The springboard for Ronald Reagan's political career was as host of the GE Variety Hour.
Sure was, yep.
Indeed. By the way, they've been replaced by Walgreens. It was a company that's been around a long time, but it's a big change on Wall Street. I'd like to bring into the show now Maria of the Wounded Officers Initiative. And Maria, thanks for being on the show. Now, Maria, John, you weren't there that day when we had the pizza eating contest, were you?
No.
You're our reigning spaghetti eating champion, right?
Spaghetti, but I could take her down. I promise.
I don't know about that.
Because,
you haven't met them before.
Because Maria was in our pizza eating contest,
yes,
and she was a strong finisher. As a matter of fact, for the good first 2/3 of the contest, she was the lead. She was out in the lead. So
it's all about technique.
That's it. And now Maria's in law enforcement herself. And she's a big part of the success of the Wounded Officers Initiative because she and Peter Hernandez and Scott Nylander and Jimmy Brown, they started it and have worked really hard to get it to where it is today. And we talk about it often on the show, but just kind of tell folks briefly what the Wounded Officers Initiative is all about and your slogan.
Yes. So, like you said, I'm with the Wounded Officers Initiative. We're a local nonprofit started here in Central Florida. But our goal is obviously to go nationwide. And we're trying to get benefits for critically injured officers in the line of duty across the board, you know, nationwide. And that's going to be everything from counseling to advocacy, awareness, recognition, education. A lot of times what happens is when these officers can no longer be police officers, they don't have something else to fall back on. Most of us started fairly young, and, you know, this is all we've ever done. So the goal is to be able to get education opportunities for them, make sure that we can get them in a trade school or a four-year program or something where they're able to have another career after law enforcement, to get them recognized, you know, for their sacrifices. You know, it's a sacrifice that they and their families have made. And it is a little different than when you're, fallen in the line of duty and the benefits that come with that. And so right now we're just trying to get the word out. Like you said, you know, we all started here. Jimmy Brown, Scott Nylander, all, you know, local police officers.
And by the way, they've got a golfing event coming up here shortly we're going to tell you about. If you'd like to help them out, though, you can simply go to woundedofficersinitiative.org.
Yes.
And find out more about what they do, make donations. We're looking also for volunteers who can help out the organization. And unfortunately, last week here in Central Florida, an officer was seriously wounded in the line of duty. Do you happen to know, is he still in a coma?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure on his status.
As most recent as this weekend, he was still in a coma. And these are the kind of folks that need our help, ladies and gentlemen. And there are scant few organizations like Wounded Officers Initiative in the whole country.
Right, right.
And so they're, you know, we rely on them, and sometimes they need to rely on us. And the statistics are shameful. Correct me if I'm wrong, but once every 3 days, an officer is killed in the line of duty.
Right. And it's what the minimum is. It's so low right now, you know. When you talk about 42% for you, if you're critically injured and you can't come back to work, a lot of people make the assumption that kind of like in the military where you have the VA and you have, you know, a certain percentage of your pension, we don't have any of that. So when one of our officers is critically injured, you know, they get let go. That's it. There is, you know, you get that 42%. That's the minimum that the state of Florida requires your agency to give you. But what is that? I mean, that's nothing, really.
Yeah. And I know, John Barros, you're down there every day downtown on Lucerne Terrace, and you're constantly having the cops called on you, right? But
they are very good policemen. They're very good.
That's what I mean. I mean, they're the folks that we have in our law enforcement community. Now, in any profession, there's going to be a few bad apples. But the folks we have in our law enforcement community are some of the best folks in our society because they're putting their lives on the line on a daily basis. And even when they come home, you can't get rid of the memories so easy, can you?
No. There's a lot of things that stay with us. And, you know, unfortunately, it builds up over time. And if it's not something that you routinely get taken care of, you go talk to someone, you have support, you know, from your family and other folks, it definitely can creep up on you without a lot of warning. So,
well, tell us about the golf tournament.
So we have a charity golf scramble for WOI. All the funds that we raise are going to go to our organization. And it's going to be on Saturday, August 11th. It's going to be at Reunion Golf Resort.
That's a real nice one.
Yes, it is. It's a private golf course. And right now we have the registration fee, you know, $150 per person, $500 for a foursome. We have sponsorship opportunities. If anybody out there, you know, would like to sponsor, we have a platinum, gold, silver, and a $500 hole sponsor as well. And we are looking forward to having some of our retired NFL players maybe make an appearance. And a few of our NBA retired folks are also going to be there. We're very excited about it. Like I said, everything goes towards WOI. We're going to have different, you know, an option for a super ticket. It's going to give you different games and contests. please, if you want to go ahead and register or for sponsorship opportunities, whynotgolf.com/WOI.
That's
whynotgolf.com.
Okay.
/WOI. That's where you can register, make a donation, and for sponsorship opportunities.
Okay, and that's August the 11th.
August 11th, it's a Saturday, over at Reunion, whynotgolf.com.
Heck, /WOI. Might even drag out my two clubs and go down there and shoot.
You should.
That's it. I showed up at my first game. I've never played golf before, so I get McBath hog ties me into this charity event, right? So all I've got is a wedge and a driver. It wasn't even a driver, it was a wood, right? So I show up and Pasquale felt bad for me, so he gave me a club.
Aren't those the ones that you stole from Putt-Putt?
So anyway, it'll be a lot of fun, and that's coming up on August the 11th. And once again, Wounded Officers Initiative, and they're about 4 years old now, this organization, but they've come a long way
and helped out
a lot of great folks.
And it's thanks to folks like you that are helping us get the word out, so we appreciate it.
All right. As I say, folks, we rely so very much on our law enforcement community, and this is local law enforcement as well as Border Patrol agents, federal agents. They all need our support, especially in these trying times when a lot of these agents, people who are out there working in the field, working on the streets, are being let down by people at the very highest levels of our Justice Department and our FBI. That is not characteristic of the people who are out there that you're going to see every day.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And John knows what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I work closely with the Paramore Division of
You're also chapped down to the county jail,
and
too, right?
That's right. I'm a chaplain on 33rd Street.
So, hey, guys.
Wow. That's a difficult job.
No, it's fun, though. It's a blast.
And okay, woundedofficersinitiative.org. We will take a break and come back. And once again, about 7 o'clock, Rick is threatening to roll out this here 14-foot burrito.
Did you see who snuck in while we were talking?
No.
Jackie Ricardo, relaxing comfort.
All right. So
where's the towels? The towels around?
It is raining, but there's plenty of room inside for now anyway. So come on out here and join us. Don't forget the live entertainment is still on for tonight. Got a lot of listeners who are already here. Robert's here. Look, Randy Ross just floated up. He just paddled up. So come on out and join us. We're here. We're live until 7 o'clock. Then you got Larry Elder next. Anyway, we're the American Adversaries. We'll take a break and come right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Kelly here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. We are live at the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs, and the rain is calming down now. It's nice and cool out here, and the entertainment's still on for tonight, right?
He is setting up now inside.
All right, and what about the burrito?
The burrito is almost ready.
All right.
They're starting to roll it, and then they're going to toast it. And...
Now, how are you going to toast a 14-foot-long burrito?
With a torch.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is a sight to behold, for ladies and gentlemen. All right. Randy Ross has joined us at the table, and he just swam up.
It was an interesting ride here. I stood outside for about 10, out in the car for about 10 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go on in.
I
had a great day today. I actually went and saw Adam Putnam over here in Oviedo, so I've been to Oviedo twice today.
At the Up and Adam
at the Up and Adam. It was amazing. Probably 200 people there. He did a great, great, great job. And, you know, really inspiring. You know, all of his messaging was really on point. I think he's clearly showing that he can do this job. So it was a great event. Great for Central Florida.
Was it give and take with him in the audience?
Yeah. Of course, from the beginning, he was just taking pictures with everyone. He didn't really answer a lot of questions. He wanted one-on-one time with people. And I believe he stayed. I was there for about an hour, and I believe he even stayed longer than that just so he could talk to people. And, you know, that's what you want.
So it was one-on-one, face-to-face
meeting. Yeah, I got to talk to him. So, you know, and I think what is important for me to remind people about, and why I wanted to say this, is he does support the president's agenda for America. Do not listen to the DeSantis folks or the other folks that are trying to say differently. This is not about being pro. You know, I'm not against DeSantis. I'm pro.
Just trying to clear up the fake news.
Just trying to clear up the fake news. But thanks. And I'm going to go swim inside.
real quick. Of course, Randy's the founder of the Trump 2020 Club. We'd like you to join. It's easy to do. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Any feedback about the president signing this executive order?
Of course. Well, only on the liberal side. You know, it's one of the interesting things. Everybody is very, you know, the conversations on the Trump 2020 Club page have been very positive. You know, the president did something nobody else could do.
Right.
That's exactly what the messaging should be, and we have to keep that messaging going because the left, they want to make it sound like, you know, this was the Trump's problem, you know?
The whole point of this, well, twofold. Obviously, they want an open border, but they also want to put a wedge between President Trump and his supporters.
Absolutely.
So we just can't let them do that, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we thwart them. We stick with Trump. And because he's trying to do the right things in the best way that he knows how, and the best way that anybody's tried in a long time.
And grassroots efforts like this right here are very important. You know,
absolutely.
Keeping this messaging going positively. So thank you for your support.
That's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Yeah, we'll see you inside there. Leave us a piece of the burrito.
I think there may be beer in there, too. I'm not sure. Let me want to check.
And once again, we got Nostra Dennis here, too. And...
you know, I wanted to talk about what you were talking about in earlier in the hour about the whole immigration, basically the logjam that they've created. You remember our friend Kim Hatley Caravella?
Yes.
Well, Kim is from the Houston area. She's been living there for a while, and she knows a lot of border guards. One of them specifically, she said, stationed in Laredo. He has a take on this that I hadn't heard anywhere in the mainstream media, and that's... This is basically a distraction. When you hear something shiny and glittery that the media focuses on, look away. Don't stare straight into it. And this guy's take is that 30, 40 miles down the border, that's where the illegals are coming in to do harm. It's not right there at the processing stations. It's down the border, around the corner, out of sight of the cameras.
Yeah.
But all the border guards are having to be called in to help solve this crisis. And it's thinning out their ranks along the rest of the Texas-Mexico border.
No, it's really true about it being a distraction, too.
Yeah.
You figure Russia failed, North Korea failed. So this
attacks
is this is
Trump.
Next on the list.
Stormy Daniels
right?
failed, too.
Stormy Daniels failed.
Yeah.
This is next on the list.
Well, not only
and
that.
And when this fails, it'll be something else.
Next week, it'll be a new crisis du jour.
Yeah, exactly, because you have these damning reports coming out of the Inspector General's office.
That, they have to take the heat off of that.
They can't. It's very difficult to explain away, no, he won't, we'll stop him.
Right.
And stuff like that. And Trump supporters are POSs, right?
Right.
That's a little difficult to explain away.
When it's coming from an arm of the government that actually works for the president.
Right, exactly. Hey, John, I wanted to ask you. I got an email from someone the other night while we were doing the show, and I hadn't checked it till after the show. They wanted to know, do you have any more updates on little Marcus? Because we know that he's gone home from the hospital.
Little Marcus is home. He's doing fine. His mom's doing fine. He's getting help from grandma. But
this is truly a miraculous story with this little
kid. It really is. And, no, he's doing great.
Born on the day that he was scheduled to be aborted.
Yeah, she chose life on the porch there. Ended up going into problems. They got her over to Florida Hospital South. They kept her. Because there was problems with her blood pressure, 200 over something, and then they took the baby out that day, the same day she was going to have an abortion, and now that little guy is just fine. At 24 weeks, he was born.
That's God bless that grandma for her change of heart, because she was really...
She
was the one who said, you
got
to get this done.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's changed her tune quite a lot.
Yeah,
right.
This shows how God can change people's hearts. So there's your update on little Marcus. And we'll keep continuing to give you updates on the little fella.
We'll have to get some pictures.
All right. Okay. Once again, we invite you to come out here to the Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs. The weather's turning nice now, and it's nice and cool out here. But we're going to go inside for the entertainment.
We are.
And
Miguel Jose is setting up inside. We've got the 14-foot burrito being toasted as we speak.
Yeah.
They're starting to take pictures and getting ready for that celebration. And
I noticed that as the burrito was coming out, the people were going in.
Yeah, I think that might be coincidence with the rain. But
have you got a creme brulee torch you're going to be?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hey, man, what top
that's
scale?
That's very cool.
All right. And of
our
course,
catering guys have it down.
Creme brulee.
That's right. And, of course, Rick provides part of our prize package, and tomorrow night we will be doing our contest. This will be a different type of contest, where you will call up as a contestant, and then we're going to do this word association thing, right?
You'll be given a word.
Or a name.
And then you say the first thing that comes to your mind.
As long as it is clean and arable, okay?
And you say it slowly so Nicholas Cicero can hit the button.
We don't want that, really. I'm serious. We want this to be fun, and we don't want it to turn into something that we can't air on the radio, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that'll be a lot of fun, though, tomorrow night. So if you feel you got that one word for somebody, that'll be fun tomorrow night.
A lot of words for a lot of people.
I know you do, but most of them we can't say. But anyway, that'll be tomorrow night, and a great prize package will be part of that. By the way, the president did sign this executive order today, and we still don't really know how this is going to work, and it's for sure going to set up a legal challenge. Somebody will challenge it in court. So this is, at best, a very temporary solution. So I have come up with a more permanent solution to this problem of separating children from their parents when the parents come here illegally seeking asylum. This would be easy. You keep the kids and the whole family together, and as soon as they either turn themselves in or you apprehend them, you haul them down to the center, you put them in a van, you fingerprint them, you ID them, you put them in a van, the whole family together now. Then you haul them on over to the airport, the whole family together. You put them on a nice jet airplane, whole family together. You gas that sucker up, and you send it back to the core country of origin, the whole family
Absolutely.
Together. Right? You don't have to worry about detention centers. You don't have to worry about separating them. You don't have to worry about illegals coming into the country. And if you even wanted to be nice, you could say, here, by the way, is the address for the proper point of entry into the United States.
Yep.
And you're welcome to come back and try to come in the right way.
And if the president fulfills his promise, they'll be going back to a country of origin that's no longer receiving aid from the United States.
There you go. And I'm one last thing, and we'll be taking this stuff up, obviously, more. But Mexico has got to be held accountable.
Mexico is a huge part of the problem because they provide the doggone means for these people to get to our southern border.
They basically escorted them from their own southern border through the country.
And that cannot be allowed to happen. That has to be part of the trade negotiations or something.
They have to cut off the piggy bank.
Exactly.
In the bud.
Exactly. That's right. Okay, it's about burrito time, so once again, you are still invited to come out. How long is the entertainment going to go here?
Till 10 o'clock.
Till 10 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
10.
So come on out here and join us, Tijuana Flats, Winter Springs, and it's easy to find, 160 Tuscarawas Boulevard, Tuscarawas Road.
Tuscarawas Road.
And that's just get on Tuscarawas, head to Winter Springs, and it'll bring you right here.
Yep. You can't miss it. You can't miss the town center.
That's right. And Rick throws a great party, so come on out here and join us. And there's plenty of burrito and plenty of beer to wash it down with, all right? So, John, we're setting up a sketty-eating contest, so you'll be able to do a little training here tonight.
Nice.
All right, once again, thanks so much, and the guys have done a great job. Nick on the bridge, Joe here on the battle bridge, and thank you folks for listening. We really appreciate your being out there. Don't forget, tomorrow night is contest night, and we'll be back up on the Titan Cave Cam tomorrow night. You'll be able to watch and hear us live on Facebook. So until then, let's eat!
Night,
everybody.